Passports for sale. It sounds shady, but in over half the nations in the world, for enough cash, you can purchase another citizenship, legally. That's true on the small Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu, where passport sales are big business. In fact, it's the government's single largest source of revenue. BBC Business reporters Sarah Treanor and Vivian Nunes recently traveled to Vanuatu. This passport program in Vanuatu, how does it work? Why is it so easy there?
Vanuatu is one of the countries around the world that offers its citizenship up for sale. It's only priced at $155,000. So the perks are if you buy or obtain Vanuatu citizenship, that you then have visa-free travel across Europe. And it's been really popular with Chinese buyers. So if you think about a Chinese businessman who might be going often to Europe to do business in various countries, usually he has to apply for a visa in each of those countries. Vanuatu passport helps him circumvent that. It only takes a couple of months to get hold of.
Wow, $155,000, but I gather that's not the most expensive passport in the world.
No, the UK has its own citizenship through investment scheme. For example, the US is actually the world's biggest. It's called the EB5 program. And in the UK, that costs about £2 million. A lot of countries offer residency routes first. Then you have to actually buy a property and be resident for some time before you can apply for citizenship. But that, again, is what's so appealing for Vanuatu. You don't have to live there. You don't even have to ever set foot there.
That's incredible. So how many passports per year are we talking about coming out of Vanuatu?
We don't have exact figures. The government isn't disclosing that kind of information. We just have how much money they're making from this scheme. And really, this has brought in a huge amount of revenue for a country that is a pretty poor country. It doesn't have that many exports or revenue streams. It's now bringing in around 30% of government revenue, and that figure is getting bigger all the time. There are, though, a lot of concerns about how the money is being spent. Now, the government's justification for this citizenship program was that Vanuatu was hit by a very powerful and devastating cyclone in 2015. That's why they brought this scheme in, to pay for rebuilding. But a lot of people are saying there just isn't evidence that the money is being spent on the ground.
Right. Well, the core of this story is that it's hugely controversial in Vanuatu, these passport sales, largely because citizens, I gather, did not get themselves citizenship until the island won independence in 1980. Previously, Vanuatu was an Anglo-French colony. Here's community leader Anne Pakua.
A lot of our sisters died because of the fight for independence. This is our freedom. And having somebody that comes in to buy a Vanuatu passport, the same green passport that I have, this is devaluing, demoralizing.
Did you hear this criticism a lot?
Absolutely. The thing about Vanuatu is that it's only even been called Vanuatu since 1980. It was the New Hebrides before. And the fight for independence went on for a long time. And it really split a lot of opinions about why this scheme is being offered up so freely, because a Vanuatu passport was not something that anyone had.
So you spoke with a government-appointed agent about this, Bill Bonney, and Mr. Bonney pointed out that Vanuatu is far from the only country that does this.
New Zealand do the same. UK has their own. The US, I see it more as a positive thing, and yes, it is a product.
So citizenship is a product. That seems like it could be problematic. Is there a movement worldwide to reshape what citizenship means from something that you're born with or earn versus something the world's rich can just buy?
I think increasingly it is becoming something that the rich can get hold of. What we're seeing here, though, is a kind of race to the bottom. Vanuatu is not alone in offering fairly cheap citizenship. There are countries in the Caribbean that have been doing this for a while as well. But again, it's only open to those who have that kind of cash lying around.
Sarah Treanor and Vivian Nunes are reporters with BBC Business. You can hear more of their reporting on Passport to Paradise, an episode of the documentary podcast from the BBC. Sarah, Vivian, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.